Some of the $1.5 billion President Barack Obama has asked for to fight what appears to be a possible flu pandemic will likely be spent in Madison to speed development of a cell-based flu vaccine effective against the newest strain of the swine flu now spreading around the world. At a news conference in Madison this weekend, the CEO of Madison-based FluGen, Paul Radspinner, said the cell-based vaccine his company is working on now could eventually be administered using a skin patch, greatly decreasing the cost and the health risks of inoculating millions of people against a virus.
This is important because particularly older people with, compromised immune systems do better when the vaccine is delivered into the skin. We think this device has such a tremendous opportunity. For example, the soldier in the field could receive multiple vaccines through one device, or an anthrax vaccine self-administered. That's one of the things that we're pursuing right now.
Radspinner says Europe is better positioned than the U.S. to develop the cell-based vaccines. But Madison Congresswoman Tammy Baldwin says the money flowing out of Washington soon should help change that, and Wisconsin is well positioned to help in the process.
Some of these dollars are focused on hastening the technology that we need to get vaccines out there and delivered to the people. This company and the university stand very, very good chances of getting some of this funding.
Experts say even if the vaccine supply is boosted in the coming months, it would take another 5 years to provide the amount needed to adequately battle a pandemic. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.